5 critical steps to take before retiring. I'll explain next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, it's been over a year and a half since we have conducted a live educational session with the general public due to COVID-19. And I'm excited because for those of you listening to Three Dimensional Wealth Radio in the great state of California, especially the Bay Area, we are coming to the Bay Area at the end of September for the first time in a year and a half to teach a very powerful, popular course, the most popular one we have ever taught in the 4.5 decades that I have been a retirement planning specialist and an author of now 12 books. This course is called Retire by Design. And during this 6 hours of education, we reveal and teach 5 critical steps that I feel everybody must take before retiring. So if you're going to be retiring in the next 5, 10, 15 years, actually, if you're even younger, this would be good for you to attend. If you have already retired, it's not too late. I want you to listen up, and I'll give you a few highlights, but this will just be the tip of the iceberg on some of the critical steps that you ought to be taking. And then to come and do a deep dive, you're going to learn more because we have a 40-page workbook that we take people through as we teach. And also, we love to gift our audience 2 of my most recent best-selling books that are flying off the warehouse shelves. And so in the first portion of this 6-hour course, this is where I present. I love what I am able to do in the first 90 minutes because I'm talking about the big picture that everybody, when they approach retirement, needs to get clarity on really redefining themselves during retirement. And the critical steps to take to make sure that you do not worry about outliving your money and that you can enjoy your golden years. You can empower those you care about, but you don't just become a couch potato, because if you do that, if you stop being emotional and making yourself necessary, I guarantee you life expectancy is only about 7 years. So folks, one of the critical steps is to get this clarity. And so what I do in that portion is I present on an 11 by 17 sheet of paper a scorecard with 10 key principles. Half of them have to do directly with what I call the financial dimension. We cover principles that are extremely important, especially at retirement. You see, what a lot of people do for their retirement planning is not sufficient or adequate for at retirement planning. And so oftentimes, people need to understand how to reposition assets to increase the liquidity, the safety, so they don't lose money due to market volatility during retirement, and to make themselves immune from taxes going up, and to outpace inflation, and be able to have predictable rates of return so that every $1 million, let's say, that they accumulate can generate $80,000, $90,000, even $100,000 a year of net spendable, in other words, tax-free income with an 8 to 10% payout compared to the financial services industry standard. If you leave your money in the market at retirement, they only want you to pull out 4% a year. That's called a 4% rule. That means on a $1 million nest egg, they only want you to withdraw $40,000 a year, which I think is pretty pathetic. That's unacceptable to me. So the first five principles on this scorecard, most people, as they approach retirement, only score like 3 or 4 out of a possible 10. Because every one of these principles, we go through where people have their assets, and actually the attendees score themselves on a scale of 1 to 10, poor, fair, good, better, best. And what happens is they have this rude awakening, and they don't realize that they are not prepared to be able to retire without worrying about outliving their money because of the negative impact of taxes, inflation, market volatility, and so forth. And so many times people go, wow, my score is poor or fair at best, and my objective is to help you raise your score so that in every area where you have this serious cash that you've accumulated or are accumulating for retirement, we'll be able to pass the liquidity safety rate of return test with flying colors, and you can convert to tax-free, which allows you to be immune from taxes going up in the future, because we all understand, in the long run, taxes will be higher. And so this is a game-changing workshop called Retire by Design, and the whole objective is to be able to get super clear at the very beginning on where you are at, not just financially, but in all three dimensions of what I call authentic wealth. And when you learn about these key principles, then most people will add up their score on these 10 principles. And I tell them, you know, don't kick yourself if your score is like 37 or 42 or even 50 or 60. I know the answer to this question that I'm about to ask. Whatever your score is, and I call this the abundant living score, okay? Whatever your score is today, how many of you know you would like a higher score in the future before retiring? Or if you're already retired, you would like to have a higher score a year from now or 5 years from now. And everybody raises their hand in my audiences. And then I simply say, well, that's my passion and purpose, to be able to help you raise your score. And I remember the last time we were in Morgan Hill about 3 years ago, we had this wonderful couple that came, and they were a little bit disturbed because they didn't realize they weren't really prepared for a comfortable retirement. Their score came in at like 37 out of a possible 100 points, so to speak. So they were only 37% prepared, if you understand what I'm talking about. About 9 months later, they came back, and they were celebrating because they got the information they needed, and I was able to hook them up, which I do. I point my students to professionals that can help them optimize their assets and minimize taxes and reposition underperforming or non-performing assets, get taxes over with sooner than later, and so forth. We save them a ton in taxes, by the way. And their score was now 92. Now, usually people take about a year and sometimes 2 and 3 years to take their score clear up over 90%. And they had done it in 9 months. And I gave them high fives and I thought that was absolutely incredible. But see, that's the purpose of this workshop called Retire by Design. And the very first portion that I love teaching talks about how to get super clear on where you are at in every area of your life so that you can then raise your score and retire so that you can do the things you want to do and not have to worry about your money being devalued because of inflation or your money being eroded away because of exorbitant taxes because you have to start paying tax on the withdrawals out of your IRAs and 401ks and taxes are going up and everything like that. And because of market volatility, so we get people immune from the market volatility so that they can experience good growth when the market goes up, but not lose when the market goes down. And we get their money out of the market, and we use a strategy called indexing, and on and on and on.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. 3-Dimensional Wealth Radio.
Five critical steps to take before retiring. Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, 3-Dimensional Wealth Radio. If you're just joining us, in the previous segment, I was talking about five critical steps that I teach in a very powerful event called Retire by Design. And even though we have been having that online as a course, which is $597, I am so excited to announce for those of you in the greater San Francisco Bay Area, we are coming to the Bay Area at the end of September, so stay tuned here for a special announcement. We're going to come to conduct four Retire by Design events in various cities in the greater San Francisco Bay Area. Now, why is this important? See, it's free. And Retire by Design is one of the most powerful six-hour courses that I've ever put together in 4.5 decades, being a retirement planning specialist. And I feel like every single person, as they begin to approach retirement, I wish I could catch everybody, 20 years before retiring, so we can correct their mistakes before it's too late. But everybody at least 5 years before they retire ought to attend this. But if you say, I'm past that, don't rule yourself out. I don't care if you're already retired. You need to come and learn how you can protect yourself from the negative impact of taxes, inflation, and market volatility, because those are the three biggest dangers that cause most people, when they are retired, to outlive their money. So during this six-hour event, in the last segment I was talking about, the first session, which I teach, and I love doing that, we get super clear on where you are at, not just financially, but in all three dimensions of what I call authentic wealth. And then the next segment, we begin to talk about strategic tax planning. And people are usually blown away when we show them how we have saved thousands of people $250,000 of unnecessary tax, $750,000, one couple $1.2 million of unnecessary tax, and a California couple we took from the highest tax bracket in less than 5 years down to a 0% tax bracket. And they now have $8 million accumulating tax-free. They've been earning between $600,000 to $800,000 a year. They only need $300,000 a year to live on, because they get $300,000 a year and they don't have to report it on their 1040 tax return. The IRS knows they're receiving it and it's totally tax-free. But you need to see what you can do strategically to avoid paying unnecessary tax. Now, let me make it clear here. I'm a red-blooded American. I think we should all pay our fair share of tax. But I have taught these strategies for more than 47 years, and I've never met anybody, Republican or Democrat, because this is not a political agenda, who, if they had the opportunity to redirect otherwise payable tax to causes they support, that they could opt on where those social dollars go, and on and on and on, that they didn't seize that opportunity. In other words, many times I will pass out a sheet of paper and I will list the general categories where our federal government, for example, allocates our tax dollars, but I don't put down the percent. You can even do that with state coffers, okay? And then I will usually ask my audience, well, put next to each of these categories, what percent of your tax dollars would you voluntarily like to contribute to this cause, this and this? And it never even comes close to how our government is allocating our tax dollars. So my point when doing that is, how did we get to where we're at? Because most people, if they had the choice, would not allocate their social dollars, what we must contribute back to society, to where the government allocates our dollars, okay? But we teach you how to save paying unnecessary tax. And when you can redirect that and then be able to be immune from taxes going up so that when you retire, if you have money still in yet-to-be-taxed IRAs and 401ks, I mean, people get this aha when they realize that they are usually way too top-heavy in what we call the investment bucket. Most people who would come to me prior to retiring because they went through this educational workshop and they were way too top-heavy in yet-to-be-taxed IRAs and 401ks in the market. And I would go, what are you thinking? Don't you understand Wall Street? The market was never built to create predictable income or cash flow. If you ask any stockbroker or anybody on Wall Street, when is the best time to start selling my stocks and liquidating my mutual funds? And they will say, never. It was not built to create predictable income. Wall Street is designed to have you leave your money there forever if they could and try to grow your wealth through the ups and downs. And the stock market is like a person with a yo-yo. The market goes up and down, up and down. Hopefully that person with a yo-yo is walking up some stairs, meaning the market keeps growing and your money grows. But when you have that yo-yo going on during retirement, you will experience horrible periods of time like the decade from 2000 to 2010, let's even go to 2012, where most Americans who had money in yet-to-be-taxed IRAs and 401ks in the market saw a 40% loss twice during that decade. If you had $1 million nest egg in the market in the year 2000, most Americans saw that $1 million dwindle down to $600,000 after the 9/11 terrorist attacks in 2001 to 2003. It took 4 years. Until 2007 to make back what they lost. During that seven-year period, our clients, many of them doubled their money during that time period. They didn't lose when the market went down, and they started making money again after 2003 when the market started going up. Most people were just hoping to get back what they lost, and it took 4 years to do that. And then what happened in 2008, as Warren Buffett put it, he said, in 2008 when the tide went out, it revealed who was swimming naked, is what he said. Yeah, a lot of people were not protected, and unfortunately, many Americans lost 40% again for the second time, and it took 4 years until 2012 to make back what they lost. And so they had to put off retirement 12 years. Clients who came through our Retire by Design event, they were protected. Many of them had 2.5 to 3 times their money. $1 million was worth $2,500,000 at the end of 2012 when most Americans were barely back to break even. This is why it is so critical. I mean, did you lose money in 2008? Or do you know somebody who did? Do you think that's going to happen again? I do. Most people do. Well, do you want to have happen next time what happened last time? Most people say no. Well, what are you doing differently? You need to do what I call a strategic rollout. And you will learn about what a strategic rollout is during the Retire by Design workshop. It's not a rollover. That's not taking money in a 401k and rolling it over to an IRA and continuing to delay the inevitable and procrastinate paying tax to some future perceived unknown advantage. And then what? At age 72, take out RMDs. That's the worst advice for most people I've ever heard.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.